There's another effort in Hartford to pass a piece of legislation that would put better protections in place to block wage theft from happening, especially to employees who are working on major projects in the state of Connecticut. We asked Comptroller Sean Scanlon what the legislation is about and who is directly impacted by it if it passes.
Well, the concept behind this bill is pretty simple, which is that when the state is paying money to support projects, if one of the contractors doing a state project with taxpayer dollars is not treating their workers and paying their workers fairly, and there's a wage theft complaint that is arising from one of those job sites, this bill allows me to stop the taxpayer dollars from flowing to that project until that wage theft case gets resolved. And I think this is important because if a company is ripping off the workers of this job site, they're also ripping off the taxpayers of Connecticut. And we want to put a stop to that. This bill will allow us to do that. And I'm hoping that the second time is a charm, because we tried to do this last year. It passed the Senate, but not the House. And this year, I'm confident we're going to get it done.
What even prompted this for you, Comptroller? Because honestly, when I heard wage theft, I wasn't exactly sure what it pertained to. And then I started to read just some of the basic language of the bill. But what even prompted you to want to pass something like this? Have we seen this happen in Connecticut?
Yeah, so wage theft is unfortunately a real thing in not just Connecticut, but all across the United States. And it's such a real thing that other states have actually passed laws similar to this. And so, you know, I'm constantly talking to my counterparts in other parts of the country to see what they're doing and what's working. And my good friend, Susana Mendoza, who is the comptroller of Illinois, did this a few years ago in her state. And what she saw was that by simply having this tool in the toolkit, they saw the amount of wage theft claims go way down because these contractors didn't want to mess around with this. And so, you know, this is something we hope that we don't have to use a lot. It's mostly there, hopefully, to be a deterrent that would give these state contractors pause. The vast majority of them also are doing the right thing. So I don't want to sort of paint a picture here that there's this dystopian sort of situation happening where every day people are cheating their workers, but people do cheat their workers. And when they do, we want to make sure that no taxpayer dollars are going to those job sites.
I mean, how does somebody even pay, or I should say, how does anybody prove that wage theft is even happening? Because it sounds like you'd have to have, I guess, kind of, I don't know, something to prove that you missed out on money if you're an employee. Right? I mean, how do you even prove that, I guess? So I can understand needing the oversight or needing, like, you know, feet to the fire, holding people accountable. But how does an employee even prove that that's what's happening?
Well, right now, the way it works is that a person who feels like they've been wrong can put a claim into the State Department of Labor. And the State Department of Labor then can investigate these cases and place stop work orders on public projects until the workers have been paid. But there is no ability right now for the employer to stop getting paid in this situation, which is why I think this bill is so important. And I think it's just, like I said, another tool in our toolkit to try to combat wage theft.
I see. So I'm curious, Comptroller, you said that this is not the first time you've tried to pass this?
Yeah, so I first introduced this bill last year, and like I said, it passed one of the chambers, but not the other. But again, as you know, and we've talked about before, our quirky system where they have to adjourn by a certain time and a certain day every year sometimes mean that things die, not because people didn't want to support it, but mostly because of scheduling issues, right? They don't have enough time to pass every bill that passes the other chamber. So I think we're going to get this done this year. I think it's a good thing for the state of Connecticut. I think it's a good thing for workers. But we're once again running up against the time clock of the legislative session. And that's why we're trying to get an early start on just raising awareness. The public hearing was yesterday. Hopefully the committee will vote on it and we'll move forward in the process.
Yeah, so that makes sense, because we've certainly seen where there's even strong bipartisan support. And I don't know the case with this, but I would imagine that, you know, you're going to want to do what is best. You want to have that transparency, that oversight. And again, you're going to want to know that this, to me, is kind of criminal activity, isn't going on in any workplace. And it's not to say that it is, but to just have that protection in place, I can't imagine why that wouldn't get bipartisan support. But I mean, to your point, unfortunately, sometimes like you could have all the support in the world, have it go through committee and even one of the chambers, but if it never comes up for a vote, it doesn't go anywhere essentially. So does this has strong bipartisan support though?
You know, it was something that the Republicans opposed last year.
Why?
We've made some changes I think that there's always a fear, you know, I'm not going to put my political pundit hat on. Sometimes I think there's a fear from my friends on the other side of the aisle of sort of like mission creep, like that maybe it's not Sean Scanlon, the comptroller, because they like me and they think I'm a good guy. But if some bad guy becomes the comptroller, then he's going to start just shutting off state money to these projects. Sometimes my friends on the Republican side, they always kind of think of the worst case scenario. What I would ask them to think about today is just what's the worst case scenario when an employee is getting screwed by their boss? And couldn't we be there as government to be there to help with that? And that's what I think this bill does. I don't think it's a Democrat issue or a Republican issue. I think it's a fairness issue. And I think we need to pass this bill, and hopefully we'll do it this year on a bipartisan basis.
Well, and I think, and again, I agree, not to put words in people's mouths, but I find that surprising that Republicans would push back on it, only because I feel like, again, I would say, and this may not be totally related, so feel free to tell me I'm talking out of turn. But immediately as you're starting to talk about this, comptroller, I'm thinking of Casa Diamantes. And again, I know that case is already, I mean, it's in the appeal process, but that's already kind of been done. But to me, I think the Republicans were probably one of the more outspoken, I'd say, groups of people saying that we need more accountability, we need more fairness, we need more of that. And yet this kind of a bill seems pretty self-explanatory why you wouldn't want this to be held accountable on all fronts, including the employer. I'm surprised that they wouldn't support it fully. That surprises me.
Yeah. Listen, I think sometimes in politics, frustratingly, things that should be bipartisan don't become bipartisan for other reasons. And, you know, all I will say here is that I've tried to work very closely with some of my friends on the other side of the aisle. I think we've made some changes to this bill to address some of the questions and concerns that I was hearing without, you know, sacrificing the integrity of the bill, which is still, I think, very much intact and still very much will help these workers. And we'll see, you know, what the votes are this year. But at the end of the day, I think we have the votes to pass this bill. I hope that it gets called for a vote in the House and the Senate. I think the governor will sign it. And I think it's, like I said, a tool in our toolkit to deter the small but important number of people here that, you know, sometimes try to take advantage of their workers. And at a time when, you know, the economy is pretty weird and people are having a hard time affording things, sometimes people getting short on the check is the difference between them paying their rent or buying groceries or paying their kids' tuition at a daycare. And I just don't want to have anybody experiencing that. And I think that by passing this bill, we will stop that from happening.
Yeah, no question. And again, like you said before, it's taxpayer dollars as well on the line. So it's not even just the people involved with whatever that project is. It's also the taxpayers who are supporting that project. So it's I think, a protection for them too, which again,
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't do this. The other thing too, Comptroller, not to look at something else in this, but I would imagine this would also help the Department of Labor out. Because again, when you're talking about the amount of times if they were to get complaints from people, again, maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that they also probably have a backlog, or they've had a backlog where this would become an issue. And while the employer is still making money, you know, the wage theft is still going on, taxpayers are still paying the money. To me, I don't know if this would help the Department of Labor out, but I would think that that would also kind of keep us from having a very lengthy backlog.
Well, they are behind. There has been a backlog, though not with these specific claims.
Oh, okay.
But I would agree that this would accelerate these things because, again, going back to what Susana Mendoza, my colleague from Illinois, had said to me was, any company who I suspend or she suspended the funds from going to them, they're really motivated to fix that problem very quickly. And sometimes the problem is an accident, right? They weren't intentionally trying to screw a worker, but they shorted his or her check. But they're really incentivized to figure this out. Now there's no incentive for them to do that because the state money keeps flowing. They still, you know, get what they have to do the project. They don't necessarily pay as much attention to it as I think they should, because the few dollars that they owe this guy is not that important to them, but the few dollars they owe that guy is everything to him. And I think that if we can put a mechanism in place that would compel these companies to resolve these faster, I think that that's going to help the Department of Labor. So I agree with you.
And the only other thing, Comptroller, just to look at the other side, of course, because I would imagine employers feel like, whoa, hold on, why am I being punished when I've always done things right? You know, maybe might be what they say when they hear a bill like this. But again, I would imagine, you know, to your point, it would kind of hold people more accountable so that wage theft doesn't actually take place. But do you fear at all with having a bill like this that it would delay projects from getting done in a quicker time span? You know, like if somebody's mad,
I don't. It's simple rules here, right? Treat your workers fairly. You're not going to lose your taxpayer dollars, right? I mean, it's a simple premise. And I think by and large, the overwhelming majority of contractors are absolutely doing the right thing by both the state and their workers. But there are a few bad apples that are out there. And if they don't want to get into a situation where they potentially have to lose their state dollars, then all you have to do is do the right thing by your people. It's a pretty simple premise to me.
Yeah, it was more of if you ever have, you know, employees who are upset with either the job that they are doing or if they make a complaint, because I would imagine if you file a complaint and you have to obviously take that seriously, it would regardless with this bill, if it were to pass, you'd have to stop the project until it's proven that there's nothing, no wage theft going on.
Well, but that's the key thing here that we haven't covered yet, which is that the way this law sequentially works is that the Department of Labor, the complaint gets filed, the Department of Labor investigates it, they do their due process, and if they think that there is enough going wrong there, that it's not just some aggrieved worker who's mad at his former boss, then they refer it to me for me to potentially do this. And so there is a couple different steps along the way to sort of safeguard against some of like the frivolous, you know, sort of things that somebody could bring just because they're mad at their boss. That it's gone through a process where the Department of Labor is saying, hey, this looks bad. This seems off. This is wrong. You may want to consider doing this. And then, of course, it's up to my discretion to decide whether I want to do it or not.
All right. I think that makes sense. So, Comptroller, this was obviously done through a public hearing. Has it already passed through committee, or like what happens next with this?
Hasn't passed through committee, but the bill is Senate Bill 268. And so if you're listening, you know, please reach out to your state rep, reach out to your state senator, tell them you want to see them get this bill done. And hopefully the Labor Committee will pass it. They haven't, you know, taken it for a vote. The hearing was just yesterday. But I'm confident that it'll get out of committee and it'll get a vote.
All right. Comptroller Sean Scanlon, always appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Good to be on.